News Talk 770 AM 92.5 FM WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, you may be thinking, I need me a pick-me-up because, you know, I'm looking at the election results. And now we got runoffs and stuff happening out in Texas, and Joe Biden's still the president. So let me just suggest something to you. Just Love Coffee Cafe. Ain't nothing like a little caffeine to kick in. Charlene calls some of it treat coffee. So treat coffee is the good. It's like, okay, I love a fresh cup of ground bean coffee. Looks like a dark, you know, dark roast. Medium roast, dark roast is my favorite. They've got that, award-winning coffees. But they've got what Charlene calls the treat coffees over there, too, like the cappuccinos, the espressos, the lattes, the mochas. Anyway, they got them cold and hot. Let me just tell you, the food is great. The atmosphere is great. Locations are easy to find. Two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. Just Love Coffee Cafe. You need a pick-me-up, man? I'm just telling you, that's the place to run and get the cup of treat coffee to give yourself that little extra break. So check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. I'm in number two of the Triple Dipper, finally. Finally. Copper, how'd you let me just go for days without hitting number two on the Triple Dipper? How'd that happen?
Well, you know, it's been a busy couple days.
It's only Wednesday, but...
Okay.
We may have to play the camel again. I don't know. but listen, I've got number two on the Triple Dipper. I think it's actually been there, I know, since Monday. But this has been one that I have been putting together. I call it Woke World. Just looking at Woke World. It's Woke World, y'all. Well, I kept finding new stories. So, first of all, did you see what State Farm Insurance has decided to do? Brace yourselves, because, you know, you've been hearing about the ESG scores. We had a caller calling yesterday about ESG scores, environmental, social, and governance scores. There's this new push among the liberal agenda to make sure that corporations understand they're really not about profits. It's about how much they're willing to step out there and make a difference in the environment and in social things and in governance, social justice. Stop it. No, they're not. They have shareholders who invest in the company. People want the service or the product or the experience. They don't want the woke. I mean, people want to go to Disney to be entertained, not so they can know what the gay agenda is. People just want to have, you know, the ability to drink a Coca-Cola or to fly on Delta Airlines without being told that some vicious, vindictive state legislature full of Republicans passed a mean, you know, election integrity law. Stop it. Anyway, State Farm. I had multiple opportunities to pull this story down. I chose one from National Review. National Review, dated 2 days ago. State Farm launches its program to distribute LGBTQ books to kindergartners. You heard me. State Farm Insurance. National Review says, State Farm Insurance, the household name, has launched a program that would enlist hundreds of staff volunteers from across the country to distribute LGBTQ-themed books to teachers, community centers, libraries, explicitly targeting children as young as kindergartners. I'm not kidding, y'all. This is not one of those where somebody heard something on Facebook. No, this is real, because what they've got is they've got the actual notification that was sent out to 550 State Farm agents. And they're targeting Florida especially. So in collaboration with a thing called the Gender Cool Project. And by the way, look it up. The Gender Cool, that's one word. Gender Cool Project. State Farm aims to, quote, help diversify classroom, community centers, and library bookshelves with a collection of books to help bring clarity and understanding to the national conversation about being transgender, inclusive, and non-binary. An employee whistleblower, what happened was an employee whistleblower got the email they were sent and sent it to a group called Consumer Research that does conservative reviews of the agendas being put out by corporations. All right, there's that. Here's what the email said. You ready? Quote, I'm quoting to you. Quote, the project's goal is to increase representation of LGBTQ plus books and support our communities in having challenging, important, and empowering conversations with children age 5 and up, said the email from someone named Jose Soto, State Farm's corporate responsibility analyst. First of all, I get a little concerned when I find out that corporations apparently have so much money that they are not giving it back to the shareholders. They're doing things like appointing people to have titles like corporate responsibility analyst. Let me find the next place. There's a quote in here from one of the books. Here it is. Along with donating the books, quote, this is a quote, quote, along with donating the books, we would encourage the agent, that's the State Farm agent, to highlight our commitment to diversity on their social media pages. The three-book bundle is part of the Gender Cool collection. In the book, Non-Binary, a character named Gia. Gia? Okay, a character named Gia is introduced to young readers as a transgender girl who uses she, her pronouns. And it says things like, quote, when you're born, a doctor looks at you and says, it's a boy or it's a girl based on your body. But gender isn't that simple. You see, when I was born, the doctor said, it's a boy, but that wasn't true, Gia narrates. All right, this is ridiculous. This is so Gender Cool, by the way, Gender Cool Project. The end of the article from National Review says, beyond State Farm, Gender Cool lists other major American companies as its partners and or supporters, including, you ready? Here we go. Here's your list of people supporting the Gender Cool Project. You got Dell, Intuit, Nike, NBC, Adobe, General Mills, Capital One, Intel, Indeed, HP, Bank of America, Bayer, as in Bayer Aspirin, Prudential, Oracle, USDA, Allstate. God almighty. All right, folks, Woke World. More on that when I get back. You want to call in, 866-494-9866, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. So, hey, going to the phones real quick. We have somebody hung on during the break, and I certainly appreciate that. So, Joe from Hartsel. Joe, how you doing today?
Hey, my wife just happens to work for one of the larger State Farm agents in the country, regularly the top 75 in the country. They literally were caught off guard yesterday when the phone blew up about this. Wow. They knew nothing about it. The agent, who is a fourth-generation State Farm agent, knew nothing about it. This is a case, they were told it was full-end and stop. This is not going to go forward. It's pulling back all funding. Now, whether or not that's true, we don't know, but it's another case of woke army generals and the troops on the ground know nothing about it.
Wow. Okay. Hey, Joe, so it got a little hard to hear on one part. So you're saying that they are pulling it back or they're not pulling it back? What'd you say?
That's what the agent was told, who, by the way, won the Republican primary for the House seat of the 95th District here in Alabama last night. She was told by very high people that it's full engine stop on this.
Okay, well, that's good to hear, man.
Whether or not that's true, Phil, whether they do stop or not, I can't tell you. But she was told this is full engine stop.
All right, well, hey, Joe, that's a perfect call. Thanks for jumping on my story, and I appreciate you bringing that to our attention. And I hope, by the way, if you hear differently, if something doesn't change, holler back at us one day soon and tell us, all right?
I will. Thank you for bringing it to everybody's attention, and thank you for giving me an opportunity to add to it.
Outstanding, man. Thanks so much for being in the audience. Joe from Hartsel, appreciate you. Hey, so here's another story. I'm in Woke World right now. Kind of like we're all in Woke World. But I'm in Woke World right now, number two on my Triple Dipper. So number two on the Triple Dipper, Woke World. A lot of it deals with corporations. A lot of it deals with the same kind of stuff that Joe from Hartsel and I were just talking about a moment ago. You know, how did he describe it? It's the woke generals and the troops on the ground have no idea. Well, okay. That's what happens when corporations do things like appoint corporate diversity officers and things like that. Okay, here's another version, if you will, of Woke World. So Charlene and I went to a movie this last weekend. So glad to be back in movie theaters, by the way. I mean, I don't mind streaming a theater, you know, I stream a movie at home and we can just sit on the couch, and put on my plaid flannel pants and just hang out on the couch, put my feet up. That's fine. But you know, there's something about the movie theater. Maybe I grew up that, but I don't think it's just generational. I think there's something about going to a movie theater, buying your ticket, buying your popcorn, and going down the hall to find your theater and watch a movie. So we're sitting there Well, I don't know when this started, but, you know, it's apparent to me, like the movie started, the movie was scheduled to start at, I think, 6 or 7. No, it was scheduled to start at 7, I believe. And at 7:20, we were still watching commercials, not previews, commercials. Okay, fine. It'll come on in a minute. But one of the commercials is what got my attention. We were literally sitting there, and I looked at Charlene, and I said, when did the United Nations start advertising for climate control in our movie theaters in Alabama? When did that happen? And so it did. Well, you know what? I actually found an article on it. Some of y'all may have seen it. I think this ad ran during the Super Bowl. It's the one where a dinosaur, a raptor, suddenly comes in the door of the United Nations General Assembly, goes down front and takes the podium and starts telling the world, if you will, through their elected or their appointed representatives from to the United Nations, that you've got to stop this. You're going to drive yourself into extinction. Why would you destroy your world? You've got to start taking charge of your stewardship of the world. And I was sitting there watching this thing going, what in the world is happening? I just paid good money to come down here and get lectured to by the United Nations? Well, here it is. Article from a source called Street Insider, dated May 11th. New York, dated May 11th. The United Nations Development Program, that's the UNDP, because there's so many UN agencies you would not believe. The UNDP and a group called SAWA Global Cinema Advertising Association today launched an 8-week international cinema advertising and social media campaign aimed at raising awareness of the climate emergency and spurring broader urgent action to address it. It says in the 60-second ad, Frankie, a computer-generated dinosaur, is seen storming into the UN General Assembly, seizing the iconic podium, and urging stunned-looking dignitaries to avoid the dinosaur's fate, extinction, by making changes to tackle the climate crisis. Okay, I'm sure they paid for the ad space, but I just got to say, if I've just paid huge amounts of money for a ticket and equally huge amounts of money for something to drink and a little bit of candy and a thing of popcorn, I don't want to be lectured to by the United Nations in Alabama at the movie theater. Stop it. There you go. All right. Hey, I got a caller on line 4. Let me jump over to that real quick. Line 4, Paul from Decatur. Hey, Paul, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to comment on Kirby's call. He mentioned that it was George Floyd that did the rape, but it was Jacob Blake Jr., and he's now paralyzed in Kenosha. And this happened in August 2020, 3 months after George Floyd was killed by the police in Minnesota. I just wanted to bring that to light.
You know, hey, Paul, thank you for that. I think I recall that now. You're right. That was another shooting. There was a crime ongoing, and the guy is in a wheelchair now. And I remember that. So I didn't have those details in my mind, but all right. Well, I appreciate you calling and clarifying the record. Paul, thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay. Well, there you have it. And folks, I don't ever mind hearing somebody clarify the record. Just make sure that you can defend your facts. And all right. Listen, next on the Woke World Triple Dipper story I've got here. So a minute ago, I had the story about State Farm Insurance, which great call a moment ago, sort of clarifying that, yeah, State Farm's crawfishing, it sounds like now. Like, holy cow. Like, I'm sure. So here's what happens, by the way. The independent or the agents at the grassroots level, they do get a chance to sort of speak up to the flagpole, if you will. And I am sure. That, like they said, the phones were ringing off the hook. I'm sure that as the agents are getting calls saying, I am pulling my insurance, they're calling corporate and saying, what in God's name are y'all doing to us? You're killing our business. Maybe that'll work in San Francisco, but in red state Alabama, we are not going to be sell State Farm insurance. Well, that happens. Well, the same group that brought that to everybody's attention was a group called Consumer Research. Well, it just so happened that Consumer Research has another article, this one off the New York Post. New York Post, dated May 19th, so just, last week? Says a conservative group has launched more than $1 million advertising campaign to name and shame companies and executives for putting woke politics over consumer interests. This is interesting. they're actually going to run ads. It says Consumer Research, the right-leaning consumer protection group, said the initial launch of its campaign will target Nike, Coca-Cola, and American Airlines. Huh. Says the video ads will run nationally across cable TV and websites, as well as in the local markets where the companies are headquartered. Oh, they're going to run it in their hometowns. Nike's based in Beaverton, Oregon. Coca-Cola is headquartered in Atlanta, Georgia. And American Airlines is based in Fort Worth, Texas. So like one part of one of the ads says, American Airlines shrunk leg room for passengers and laid off thousands of employees during COVID while receiving billions in taxpayer bailouts. Coca-Cola and Nike have both been exploiting foreign, potentially forced labor in China while American workers suffer. It's time these corporate giants were called to task, they said. I'm sorry, that was not the ad. That was their public statement. So each ad's 30 seconds long, calls out the CEOs of each company by name, and the ad targeting American Airlines takes aim at Chief Executive Doug Parker's $11 million compensation that he got in 2020 despite the pandemic. Nice. All right, what else have I got here in my stack of stuff? Woke world stuff. So pulled this story off of Bloomberg. And this one is dated May 13th of 2022. And this one is titled, CEOs Feel the GOP Squeeze for Weighing In on Social Issues. Yeah, so here's the deal. Bloomberg is saying, it wasn't so long ago, remember I said a moment ago, that a corporation's job, by law, I'm not just saying it like this is what you should be doing, this is my opinion. No, by law, corporate boards have a fiduciary obligation to their shareholders. They can be held accountable. There's a thing called a shareholder derivative action. If you feel like the corporation is willfully damaging the value of your investment that you hold in the form of your shares, you can bring what's called a corporate derivative action, if I'm not mistaken. And the reality is, those corporate boards can be held to account. Well, here's my point. Bloomberg, dated May 13th, says not that long ago, corporate executives had a single thing to worry about, profit. It was the reason they existed, and it largely determined a company's stock price, its ability to pay out dividends, and its longevity as a going concern. It says the public lionized old school business leaders like General Electric CEO Jack Welch, not because of their winning personalities or social media savvy, but because they could reliably deliver growing profits year after year. Yes, that's why corporations exist, to either sell their products, sell their services, or sell their venues, that kind of thing. And they exist in part for profit. You don't go into business to go out of business. You go into business to become profitable. So unless you're a nonprofit or a government organization, you exist because there potentially are shareholders or at the very least company owners who did what they did because they wanted to live the American dream. Put people to work, man. Make a good living. Expand. But no, it says no longer, Bloomberg, no longer for today's chief executive officers, the traditional financial metrics such as earnings and return on investment are being eclipsed in the boardroom and society by the demand to satisfy constituencies or take on a stand on issues like abortion, global warming, and racial and gender equality. The article goes on to say, though, that we're starting to see things like down in Florida. It says, while companies usually faced mainly reputational damage for these social actions, politicians are increasingly eager to craft legislation that can be used as a cudgel against businesses that don't share social views. Like, for instance, a conservative Texas lawmaker warned Citigroup in March that the bank could be barred from underwriting municipal bonds. Now, see, that's interesting. As a conservative, you don't want to get in the business of telling private entities what to do. But when private entities start telling government what to do and literally trying to drive public policy, even though they're not elected, and then they want to do business with the state anyway, then you have to look at it and go, okay, you want to be in the business of handling our municipal bonds in the state of Texas. Why should we let you, since all you do is trash talk us? Or how about down in Florida? Disney, you've seen that one. Listen, I'm just telling you, woke corporations, it's a woke world. It doesn't have to be. And the payback is starting to mount. All right, Copper, move us to a break. I'm just talking and talking and talking, and we got to go to the break. All right, let's do it. We'll come back from this break, wrap it up for the day. Post-election day. It's been something. You guys hang on. We'll wrap it up in just a moment. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. I got a caller who held on during the break, so let me just grab that real quick. Clay from Madison. Clay, how you doing today?
Hey, I'm great. I'm sitting in front of a shop here on Madison Boulevard called Just Love Coffee.
Hey, awesome. Appreciate it. Tell him I said hey.
So let me tell you, Dr. Ruffian, professor of the right, that I just walked out of my insurance agent's office, who's in the same complex here, and he wasn't there. He had left a few minutes earlier, but one of the assistants lady was there, and I said, if this goes forward, I will cancel my insurance in a heartbeat. I have been a sole customer of State Farm since 1975.
Wow.
And if this goes forward, I'll move on. And she said, no, she called it a rumor.
Oh,
and she
boy.
Said, if anybody comes in and wants to talk about it, the agent said he would talk to them and verify that it wasn't going to go forward. So I don't know what the difference between the news articles you're reading and the information that my agent is passing on to his employees. So I'm just going to wait and see what happened. But I thought I'd give you that little tidbit of an update.
Yeah. And hey, Clay, I don't know if you heard, but a moment ago we had another caller. Did you hear the caller who said that he's got someone close to him who works for a State Farm agency that their phones are blowing up about it? Did you hear that call?
I think I caught a piece of it, but this lady here said her phones have been blowing up all day too. So
I'm sure they have.
I think the backlash is going to slap the executives in the face.
Well, that's what the other caller said. The other caller said that the executives are having, you know, pretty much a meltdown at the corporate level, and they're saying this is not going to happen. Full stop. It's not going to go forward. We're going to make sure it doesn't happen. And so I guess we'll just kind of monitor and see if that happens. But it sounds like, you know, maybe this got out of hand real quick, and they didn't bother thinking through what's going to happen at the grassroots level. So hey, thanks for the call, Clay. Appreciate that very much.
Thank you, Dr. Ruffian. You have a great day.
All right, man, you too. Oh, wow. Hey, listen, before we go, I got to tell you two things. Number one, Allie, who called in a little while ago, I texted her. I got her contact information. I texted her, said, thanks for calling in. Love to hear more about your story. She said, would love to get together with you too, Fuente. But here's, she said she wrote a book, and I looked it up. I just bought her book on Amazon, Copper.
Nice.
Yeah, Allie's book is titled Ballad for Baghdad, an ex-hippie chick Vietnam War protesters 3 years in Iraq.
Oh, man.
I know. What a cool title. And she's got a picture of herself with a bunch of kids on the cover, and she's got the purple ink on her finger from, you know, honoring those who are voting in Baghdad. So, yep, I just bought her book, and looks like it's going to be a good read. I'll give that a review when I get it. Also, by the way, folks, I got to tell you, Just Love Coffee Cafe is certainly one of our sponsors. ZLA Solutions, certainly one of our sponsors, our team members. We've got 1819 News, other folks like that. If you want to advertise, contact us direct through the website. We can take care of you. But the other thing that I want you to know is that one of our team members is Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, like our one-stop shop for gas or electric HVAC. Doesn't matter what it is. And they're open 6 days a week. So if your air goes out on a Friday night, they can be there on a Saturday. They're a small business, a veteran-owned business. They service all of the Madison, Huntsville surrounding areas, and they are good at what they do. So listen, if you would just give them a checkout, if you need your system serviced, installed, repaired, maintained, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Here's their phone number. You ready? 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. 256-225-7311. Well, it has been a great show. I love my audience. I love the show. Copper, you have a wonderful night. Everybody, you got Mark Levin, the great one, coming up next. Copper and I back here again tomorrow at 2. Y'all have a great night.